open windows. August the 16th, Christ, all and in all. In Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Colossians 2 verse 10. Oh, those subtle suggestions that are ever being whispered in our ears, that if we give up this and that, we are going to lose, and the life is going to be poorer, and we are going to be narrowed down until we have nothing left. That is a lie. That is the thing that is countering God's great thought for us. God's thought for us is that one, no less than his Son Jesus Christ, in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in bodily form, should be our fullness. All the fullness of God in Christ for us. You never attain to that by rejecting him. Life must be the much less than it need be if you are going on all the way with the Lord. And what obtains in the matter of our consecration to the Lord, our entire and complete abandonment to him in our life, and our complete cut with all that is not of the Lord, obtains in the realm of service. This flesh loves to sport itself in Christian work, and tells us that if we are going to be dependent upon the Lord, we are going to have an anxious time. But a life dependent upon God can be a life of continual romance. It is there that we make discoveries which are a constant wonder. You may be nearly dead one minute, and the next the Lord gives you something to do, and you are very much alive, dependent upon him for every breath you breathe. But thus you come to know the Lord. Then after that experience, you are just as helpless and dead again for a while. But you remember that the Lord did something. Then he does it again. And so life becomes a romance. Yet no one would ever guess you were depending on the Lord for your very breath. It is a blessed thing to know the Lord is doing it, when you cannot do it at all. It is, humanly speaking, naturally impossible. But the Lord is doing it.